It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Yes, it is a Fab Four Fractious Friday in Laughlin, Nevada. Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. It's July the 19th, and we're having a great day in Laughlin. It's only about 106 out there right now. So traffic's all backed up in Bullhead City, though. Coming over here took a little longer than what I predicted. The show each day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. I was just there yesterday. Some beautiful cars on the lot. Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. And as always, if you want to call in during the show, 702-298-1063. Can't forget that because that's the frequency that we're on. And our guest today is Sean, and I'm going to blow it. So,
Sean Gudmundsen. Gudmundsen is what most people say, but it's actually Gudmundsen.
Gudmundsen.
Yeah, G-U-D. Wow. Most people, when you tell them Gudmundsen, it's G. They spell it right away, G-O-O-D.
Yeah.
It's Gudmundsen, but I answered it worse.
That's like Tuneforce, you know. It was actually the band teacher in high school, like the fourth day of ninth grade, and he says, he's taking roll, and he says, Tuneforce. And I said, yeah, here. And he goes, are you going to be in band all 4 years of school? I said, yep. And he goes, then you're Tuna, because I'm not saying Tuneforce every day. And boom, there it was,
yep. You
know. And so I've been stuck with Tuna now since ninth grade.
There you go.
Yeah, but I wear it well. I like it. So, Needles City Councilman, how long have you been on the council?
First elected December of 2010.
Oh, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
All right. So you get on the council, and what was your platform? Elect me. Why?
Run the city as a business, bring in industry, business, had a lot of backing by business owners, actually everybody. My first term I won overwhelmingly, and I was in business in Needles as a general manager of a local company for years, been involved in sports, so everybody knew me.
Oh, okay.
They knew what I stood for, and then we ran, and then very optimistic, I was going to change the world.
Oh, of course.
And then you get into politics, and you learn that doesn't happen so often.
It sounded good, though, huh?
It sure did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, once you get in, you find out things aren't quite the way you perceive it from the outside.
Correct. Everything's not rosy.
Right, right. So, but the industry in Needles has kind of grown quite a bit.
Correct. From I first was elected, we were on a really bad downfall economically. We had some union negotiations we were dealing with the workers because they were on furloughs back then.
Oh.
So it was it got pretty hectic, ended up in court, and it took about 3 years of just, you know, stagnant, you know. We brought in a new city manager in about 2012 or 13, Rick Daniels, and that didn't go over well with the community, but we said, let us show you, and since then we've been on upward swing, so. And we, 2012, we put it on the ballot for cannabis tax to the city, and we said, this is our vision, this is what is going to help us. We have cheap electricity, land, and so far it's been working, and it's really helping turn the city around.
Yeah, because I know when you hired him, at more than what the city manager in Bullhead City was making.
Correct, and he's still making more than that. So he just got a contract extension for 3 years.
Okay.
So just with a little increase. But what he saves us and goes out and gets some grants and saves us in legal fees and his expertise is his salary, hands down. And that's what he says. If I don't bring in or save you what my salary is, then get rid of me.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
You know, he's been through three councils now because we rotate, you know, 2 years, and then every 2 years there's three up. So
yeah.
They see it. They see his hard work, and we've got some good things going on.
Now, do you guys have term limits?
No, the mayor does. So
Dr. Pavitt,
former mayor, is now the vice mayor. He termed out for the mayor.
Okay.
That's a 2-year term.
Oh, all right.
And so now he's a councilor as vice mayor.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know,
was he a councilman before he was mayor?
Straight in. We ran the same time, 2010.
Oh, wow.
So he termed out this last election. So,
oh, all right.
But he decided, hey, I like you. And he's fantastic. He's like, well, how. Nobody cannot say anything bad about Dr. Padgett. And he had the connections already down for being our mayor. So it was just, you know, he won hands down. Again.
Well, Padgett's have been in Needles for how long?
Well, one of his sons and I are pretty good friends or best friends.
Yeah.
And so I can remember stories when the hospital just was being built and he landed his plane on Bailey because there's no airport. So, I mean, yeah. So you name it, he's seen.
Been there a while.
He's seen everything.
Yeah, correct. Really? So, wow, landed his plane on Bailey.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yep, to fly him out himself.
Well, you know, Carla Brady in Bullhead, who's our mayor's wife, she was coming up here when she was a young child. And there was an airstrip at the lake.
Okay.
And her dad was a dentist, and he had his own plane, and they would fly into the lake.
There you go.
Then he'd leave a car there, and then they'd have a car when they got here. And so she would tell a story of flying into the lake. And her dad comes out here every Wednesday. He's in his 90s.
Nice.
And he drives out here a couple times a year, and he has lunch with a bunch of us from Kiwanis and everything. And he'll tell stories, you know, that are way back in the early 70s.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I've been here since 80, but he can tell some story, like I said, a landing strip at the lake. And I never knew there was a landing strip up there.
That's news to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, you guys are kind of making some news.
Yes, well, California passed Prop 63 here, which was a ammunition deal where you have to register to buy ammunition just like you're buying a gun. Can't bring it from out of state, one box at a time. And that puts us in a hardship. We're already away from, you know, our county seat. Sacramento can barely spell our name right.
Yeah.
And so we thought about it, and then we started talking to the community and actually friends and relatives from Arizona and Nevada. And they're like, tell you the truth, we avoid Needles like the plague. We will not come into that town because of strict gun laws. I won't leave my gun at home because, you know, I'm putting my safety and my family and myself at risk. And so it was kind of like, okay, so how do we address it? So a newly elected council member, Mr. Tim Terrell, says, well, I say, you know, if the government can pick and choose what laws they want to enforce to the feds, why can't we do it to the state?
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, council thought about makes sense, you know. Probably going to be a battle ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You know, the state, it's all passed, ready to go, sent to the legislature. Fortunate, our assemblyman, Obernolte, is behind it. He's for it. He understands
that
the hardships of border cities. So he's got it teed up already. He made news to go to the next legislation session in, I think he said November, December. So,
okay.
But it goes to a committee. The committee takes it up. So,
yep.
I mean,
we know how those things work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
and it takes forever.
It's a battle. So
yeah.
Right now, you legally can't come into Needles
with your concealed weapon.
Correct. But we're pushing for it. We will make an attempt.
Yeah, because if you're going from Bullhead City to Havasu, and you have a concealed permit. You know, most people have a concealed permit. They put it on every day and don't even think about it. It's
correct.
Just like when you put your keys in your pocket, you know.
Exactly.
And then you drive through Needles and you might not think about it. And you might make it all the way through and it may be a problem. But the one time that you get a flat tire and all of a sudden a highway patrolman pulls over and he goes, what is that?
Exactly.
You know, you're out there bent over fixing your tire and he goes, what is that on your hip?
Yeah.
You know, or God forbid, a collision, and you're unconscious, and they put you on a gurney and go, hey, officer, we have a gun on this guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So I can see where those type of things, people would be concerned, and I can see why you brought it up.
And unfortunately, California doesn't recognize any other state's concealed permit.
Yeah.
Now, you can take your California concealed and go into, like, 33 states, but not one's recognized. So you've done your background here in Arizona or Nevada.
Yep.
You come into California, you're pulled over. You just committed a felony if you got a loaded firearm on you or in reach. So that's what I mean. At least, you know what, let's accept the other state's reciprocity. If, you know.
I say, because right now in Arizona, if you have a permit, you can't carry it in Washington, California, New York, Vermont, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Maryland, Illinois, Hawaii, and Connecticut.
Yeah.
So that's a short list. With your permit in Arizona, you can go anywhere else.
Correct.
You know, so you can go from Nevada, you can go up to, you know.
And, you know, when it was so strange because the testimony at our two council meetings we had on it was all out-of-state residents saying,
yeah,
you know, they go to AMPM on Courtright and they go around Eagles. They said, well, they won't even come in to get a sandwich.
Right.
You know, the hardware store if you live right across the river. They yeah. just avoid it. So, you know.
So in a roundabout way, it affects your economy.
Correct. And, you know, our city attorney, he drafted the resolution. He did his homework. It's well-prepared, and he's got some case law
okay.
he's referenced to. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. Eventually, if push comes to shove, we may end up in litigation,
yeah.
which, you know, we'll take our chances there if it comes to that. So, but nothing in the foreseen future is going to happen either way.
But Needles has, by doing this, you've got a lot of attention.
Correct. And we actually have other cities that have already contacted us. The city,
oh, yeah?
City of Tehachapi has it on their agenda for July 15th.
Okay.
For the same thing. They tweaked it a little bit just to meet their needs.
Right.
But
yeah.
same idea. They, you know,
yeah.
and that's what we're hoping happens. Enough cities stand up.
Right.
And say, hey, we've had enough.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've got counties in or what was it? Gordon Grove or somebody that was picking and choosing some laws here not too long ago.
Nevada, there's been a couple sheriffs that the new Nevada laws that said on record they will not, my county sheriff has, so they won't enforce the new Nevada gun laws. They've
yeah.
gone on record. There's
yeah.
a couple in New Mexico also. So
yeah.
that's, and I was told that the sheriffs are sworn to the Constitution of the United States
right.
and not the state's Constitution. So I believe that's false. I think you're sworn to both. We are.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, so you're going to pick and choose.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Well, and you know, you hate to hear of a sheriff going against something that's been passed.
Correct.
Because then you're picking and choosing what you want to enforce.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's just like when a state sits back and says, "Okay, we'll put it on the ballot to legalize marijuana." Well, federally, it's against the law.
Correct.
You know, and. Obama didn't do anything about the states, and now Trump hasn't done anything either. So I guess the feds are just walking around with blinders on when it comes to these marijuana states. And Nevada, and see, I live in Arizona, which you can't have marijuana
Correct.
In Arizona unless it's prescribed
Medical.
By a doctor.
Correct.
Yeah. And but in Nevada and California, you can. So Bullhead City might be the same thing, because if you're coming up from California and you're headed over to Nevada...
Yep.
And you're carrying your pot, you know, you can carry in those two states, but not in Arizona.
Yeah. Or
so.
Take great examples, Laughlin here, you know, you have recreational here, you go by and you're on your jet ski and you get pulled over by an Arizona officer in the
right.
water.
Yeah.
Whose jurisdiction is it? Were they going to cite you? Say, I'm staying in the hotel in Laughlin.
Yep.
I mean, so there definitely needs to be addressed. I think this Congress is taking it up. There's a Bill 420 is the name of it, and it's for them to federally legalize it. But it's not
yeah.
really gone anywhere. So
no. And it may. I don't know. I mean, who knows? We'll see.
Exactly.
So, Sean, let us take a little break here.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more.
Horizon Community Bank has good news for Lake Havasu City. The new Horizon Community Bank drive-thru and ATM is now open on the north end of town at 101 Retail Center Boulevard. You can't miss it. Right across the street from the airport, on the corner, lakeside of the highway. You're guaranteed hometown hospitality, service, and hours. Plus, it's the new home of the Horizon Community Bank Mortgage Center. Your hometown community bank is growing to better serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, my friends. This is Laura with Makai Cafe. Why not celebrate morning with a Mexican fiesta? We at Makai Cafe have created this flavorful South of the Border breakfast. Chilaquiles stacker, corn tortilla wedges smothered in pork green chili sauce, two eggs, jack and cheddar cheese, all over potatoes. Top off this Spanish-style eye-opener with one of our Makai Cafe famous Bloody Marys. Serving breakfast every day on the island next to the London Bridge. Makai Cafe.
This is T.G. Lafredo. Join me for Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon. This week my guests are Dusty Yamaguchi and Rachel Sweet from Sonoran Prevention Works. We're talking about drug abuse and harm reduction in Mojave County.
Dead folks don't recover, and overdose deaths are preventable. no one needs to die from an overdose, I'm able to support the people that are open to it.
That's Focus on Your Health, Saturday at noon, right here on KNTR.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
We are back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Resort Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. Those are our sponsors. If you want to call in during the show, 702-298-1063. And Fab Four Friday, so we play Beatle music in between. And
go.
Sean, so people like to text me during the show. I guess
okay.
They think that I can multitask and talk to you and read text messages.
Yeah,
and so
you know.
Someone is telling me here, you were born in Needles?
No, was
not.
I was actually raised in a little...
And see, they text wrong information,
yeah,
too.
No, I've been in Needles most of my life. I actually grew up in a little town west of Needles, Essex,
oh, yeah?
On Old 66.
Really?
My parents owned the towing company and cafe there, so
wow.
I would ride the school bus from Essex to Needles and since I was in third grade.
Wow.
So, been in this area my whole life. My father was a retired sheriff from San Bernardino County.
Oh, okay.
Worked the desert region and
wow.
Retired in 63. He had got a broken back.
That'll do it.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, I call myself a Needles, but never born. Not
technically born
yes.
There. Huh? I have a friend who in our Kiwanis Club who was born there.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few
there's
people
multi-generations
out there.
Going
yeah.
On there. I mean,
yep.
Needles has deep roots, you know. It's strange because everybody always looks to the past and, well, we had this, we had that. And I always say we can't compare the past, but we have a bright future.
Right.
You know, we
right.
Got a lot
look
of
ahead.
A lot of good things going on. So, you know, another issue we've currently had is in Arizona, you have your off-highway vehicles. You can drive them down the road.
Right.
California, they're considered... illegal. You have to have them you can't drive them. It's against
oh, wow.
State law. So we found a loophole, and we are petitioning the State Recreation Board to implement a combined use where our main deal was there's over 30,000 hits on social media. We had a petition, and we included Arizona because people, again, say we won't come into Needles.
Yep.
They're side-by-sides. We can't even come enjoy anything in
right.
Town, events.
Yeah.
And so during the nice weathers, which we have mainly, so we got that. We submitted that to the state. So some of our, it'll get you to trailheads.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you're pushing for that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're asking the state for a favor, then, you know, kind of strange, and you tell
yeah.
Them we're not going to. So it's going to be, with this new governor, it could get pretty, we don't know, because
yeah.
He seems to be very, very overbearing, in my opinion, and
right.
My way or the highway, so... The minute that I believe that we are threatened to lose any kind of funding stuff, then they're going to have their hands full.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We just got to be nice and play nice right now. So
you guys, now, you contract with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office
correct.
For police,
law
enforcement. When I moved here in 1980, there was a Needles Police Department.
Correct. I think it was dissolved in, I want to say 88 or 90, somewhere right in there. So I went to... I don't remember if I was before I got into politics. I didn't graduate
yeah.
Till 91. But as a child, there was Needles Police in the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
And it was both entities. So, you know, they said, hey, we can combine with the sheriff and do it cheaper. And maybe so, we get a lot of issues, a lot of concerns that, you know, we've tossed the idea around about bringing in our own.
Yeah.
Problem is, we got rid of most everything we had for it, so we'd need some good startup capital.
Right.
So.
Well, and the thing of it is, with the sheriff's office, you don't have to have detectives. You don't have to have a homicide team. You don't have to have some of those detailed units that are in San Bernardino that can be here in 2 hours.
Correct.
You know, and so that's a big savings.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's good too, and there's bad. What I hear mostly from my constituents, my friends and neighbors, family, you lost your community policing. These deputies aren't involved in the community. They don't know the good from the bad. You lost that hometown. We're only 5,000 people.
Right.
They lost that hometown feel and touch. And I have to agree with them.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
And that's the big thing. And right now, though, we pay them half of our general fund.
Yeah. Well, the only thing you might be able to do there is you have a local captain in charge.
Correct.
You know, meet with him and say, can we get to a point that it's the same deputies, you know, that they're not rotating through needles all the time, that somebody can either live here or commit to being here, you know, for his his shift every day. And so that you do get some of the same deputies.
Yeah, and I get it. So I think that's something we're going to have to tackle in the next coming years. I mean, with the rising costs, we've already put them on notice that we want to renegotiate or perhaps in the future. We have to give them an 18-month notice to terminate. But that's out. We just want to get the cost controlled.
Right. Or get more for your money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, you talk about terminating and whatnot. You guys lost your only grocery store.
Correct.
Are you working hard on that?
Oh, working our tails off, you know. And with the cannabis numbers, the revenue we're bringing in, and we've got the creation of jobs has been over, right now, 335 jobs in Needles, 100 residents. We track it monthly. We know how many, 100 of those are Needles residents, so we know our population's increased. Our revenues have definitely increased.
Yeah.
Last year off our cannabis tax, fiscal year, it was $1.2 million off of our cannabis tax.
Okay.
So good things happening. We're putting that towards roads here shortly.
Good.
We have a street improvement program. We want to come in and slurry seal all of our roads.
Right.
So we just hired a new public works director.
Okay.
His background is for asphalt and paving construction. So
perfect. Yeah, Bullhead City's doing that right now.
Yeah, that's our top priority. We're going to take a page out of Bullhead's book. We want to do it ourselves in-house. Bring in a crew, and that's going to be their full-time job when the weather's permitting. So, yeah, it's been nice. So, other than that, you know, the state and the feds have really been generous to us. We were deemed an opportunity zone under Trump's new tax plan. So, if you invest in Needles, you push your capital gains back for 5 years, up to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And if you reinvest that, you only pay the capital gains it is from the original time of deal sale. So, it's been good. So,
that
you
is
know,
good.
Yeah, and then the biggest news we just received from the state was we were exempted out of the solar mandate. So new housing come 2020, if you bought a new house, it was mandatory solar install. Well, we got a carve out for that.
Okay.
It's kind of like what happened with our smog in California. You smog it once, you don't sell your vehicle, you don't have to again if you're a Needles resident.
Right.
So same thing for new construction. That's huge just because we have those home builders now knocking on the door, tied up some lots, 74 lots got tied up. They're going to do a couple here, you know, four or five at a time.
Okay.
And like that. So back to the grocery store issue is we just now got means to our, at least our residents to get to a grocery store. Our local transportation, the NAT, we implemented a shopper shuttle.
Okay.
And that will take you from Needles to the Fort Mojave area. It hits Walmart, Safeway, Smith's, and CVS.
Well, that's good.
And so I tell everybody it's temporary because we're going to have a grocery store. There's great negotiations been going on since about May. Can't stay who it is.
Right.
The writing's on the wall. They're doing their homework due diligence. I think by this time, 6 months to a year from now, no need for that shopper shop.
Well, and besides that, they need to realize that people in the lower valley might come there too.
Correct.
You know, if they're not carrying a gun.
Yeah. and as a council, we've done a lot to help that out.
Yeah.
So.
That's great. All right. Lots of steps moving forward.
Trying.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and we'll be back right after this. And by the way, if you want to call in and ask Sean a question, 702-298-1063.
When you're really sick, you go to a doctor, an expert. When a pipe breaks, you call in a plumber, another expert. So when you need a new mattress, doesn't it make sense to buy from an expert? Mills Brothers Sleep Center in Havasu. Experts in mattresses for over 30 years and proud to carry American-made mattresses like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster's. Great quality mattresses at fair pricing. See the experts at Mills Brothers Sleep Center and get the best rest of your life.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are a new entrepreneur, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County is your answer to get your business known. The Economic Development Journal, with its large readership and in its 19th year of circulation, is an effective way to get the word out to the thousands of readers in the tri-state region. For more information on how you can become an advertiser in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County, please call Tom at 928-577-2540. That's 928-577-2540. Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
All right, we are back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City up on Silver Creek Road. And we're visiting today with Sean from the Needles Chamber of Commerce, from the Needles City Council, and talking about all kinds of things. You know, what do you see as a major issue in your future?
Not an issue, but prioritizing how to spend the new economic revenue. Water's going to be an issue. We have lots of water rights. We need a new well for sure. So we got that in the works. Needles Highway is always an issue.
Yeah.
That's got pushed back a little bit to get that fixed. But streets, until we get our streets done and our residents can visually see something done with this cannabis and economics going on. And, you know, we got a 94-room hotel going to break ground in October. Is going to have the ground. Hampton.
Fantastic.
Going to be next to a pizza place there on Needles Highway. And that's from that economic development stimulus. We take 1% of our cannabis revenue and put it away, and anybody can apply for that.
Okay.
And it has to be non-cannabis,
Right. Three
or more employees full-time. So that's got a lot of attention. It's got a lot of attention of the grocers that we've been speaking with, and, of course, this hotel.
Hampton Inn, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be in. We just had a great meeting this week getting all the details of where they're going to have their utilities ran and all that. Needles is going to do some infrastructure improvements to get them ready to go.
Good.
Paving a couple streets. So, honestly, our biggest hurdle is probably going to be law enforcement contracts. We took care of a lot of business over the last year. We have our employees on new four-year contracts, the unions. They got 5% the first year, guaranteed 2% each. And they were weird because we offered them guaranteed 3% on each of them, but they said, no, we're going to partner with the city. We'll take 2% and we'll take an incentive for the cannabis. If every $500,000 you hit, we get a point. we get a percent. So they're like, hey, we believe in what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
This is it. It was no-brainer, passing
out. You can't beat that, huh?
Nope. So, you know, a happy work versus good. And we have good, dedicated employees. So
good.
So
how many employees does the city of Needles have?
Well, we should be about 62 now. One time we were over 90. Downturn and the economy, we got down to, you put four different hats on when you came to work.
That's right, yep.
Don't walk
in the wrong. A lot of people did that a few years ago.
Don't walk in the wrong day. You might get a new hat.
That's right. Don't be late.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in charge of a committee or something.
Yeah.
And that was everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of businesses and a lot of government, all of a sudden everybody's wearing two or three hats.
Correct, you know.
And trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, and you know, we still our city manager is very frugal with the money. We still don't overspend, over budget. We usually come in under budget, balanced budget every year. So
that's important.
No, we got to get our golf course in line a little bit. It's got some revenue that's down and get it up to speed. We're going to do some improvements.
JC
down there.
Retired, who ran that for
years. JC retired, so we had a temporary pro. We brought in the old assistant pro that was with JC for years. We brought him back in.
Okay.
And he's doing some good things. Getting the established the junior golf program again. And so, he's got, Tom Russell's his name, and he's doing good things. He's got a couple years to go before retirement. So we're always eyeing to the future.
Right.
So.
And then you've got your pool. Your pool's older than a Bullhead City pool.
Correct.
Yeah.
And good thing is the voters of California passed Prop, I want to say it's 67, it was for Parks and Recreation Fund. And it's really key to, economically down communities, which we still consider ourselves. We're not tooting our horn to anybody. Not yet. So we just applied for three grants for our Parks and Rec. One includes the aquatics. One includes our park there on Franz Flowers right there in the Jack Smith for a Riverwalk.
Okay.
These three grants we applied for are over $14 million.
Wow.
So we have a good feeling that out of the three, we should get at least good funding for one of them, if
Great.
Not more.
Wow.
So we have,
so that could do a lot for the parks.
That could do a lot. And that's what we need. And now there's not really matching fund, but you have to guarantee to keep them as is for 20 years. Add some employees here. And the aquatic center was a huge one they put in for. It's going to be new pool, new slide, or expanding the pool slide.
Good.
Splash pad, BMX bike track, and expanding the skate park. That whole right there by the Civic Center is basically going to be one park. And I have a good feeling that's probably the one that is the simplest and kind of makes sense to do.
Yeah, because it's right there in the center of town.
Yeah, we got late notice. The Riverwalk down at Jack Smith we were putting together, the Bureau of Reclamation was kind of, they finally blessed us. They're, they're for it, so we got their backing. So we'll just see,
Okay.
It's exciting news in Needles. I have not been this energized and optimistic since first elected.
That
means a lot, and that says a lot. You can just see the vibe, the change in people's attitudes in Needles. We spend a lot on cleanup.
Now, are you seeing that amongst your fellow council members also? The same energy and enthusiasm?
I think so. Every day we're working on something. The other night, the council meeting, we have so many different issues in front of us. From the off-highway vehicles to the Second Amendment to new industry, a cannabis facility.
Wow.
Taking care of our utilities, infrastructure, and that's the good thing, that when we told our constituents we were going to get in, accept this industry, the Needles, the cannabis, it won't cost you guys one taxpayer penny. It's been on their dime. They need a power upgrade, water upgrade. It's on. We charge them a deposit,
exactly.
They take care of it, and we're seeing it come to fruition. We've got a long ways to go still, but you can see over the hill.
Yeah.
So
now, do you have more companies knocking on the door?
Always. We have, we just had, there's another one just poured ground, or broke ground, poured concrete the other day. It's been permitted. We have one on North Needles up by the wrecking yard. We just permitted. It's going to be they're going to use pods, indoor sealed pods inside steel buildings, because you can't just have them. Everything has to be out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Our ordinance was well written. I think we're ahead of the time with our ordinance.
Well, that's
good. We get a lot of compliments from the state cannabis control on our ordinance, our enforcement. So you got to keep them
honest.
That's
a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep them honest. And, we have full-time compliance officers. So, in the future, maybe we go to square footage tax for our grow facilities. But I think for our dispensaries will keep it sales tax, because since we went recreational, it was legal in California, but
right.
we still had it prohibited until last, almost a year ago now.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the sales have really taken off for that. So I don't partake in it. I don't advocate for people past it. You know,
yeah.
it's been good for our city for sure.
Well, you know, you got to jump on it when it becomes good.
Yeah, I think we were ahead of the game. In hindsight, if we could do it over, I think we would, only difference is we would have put them all in one area. Needles,
town.
Yeah, needles are kind of, you know, you go from one end to the other and they're miscellaneous.
Right.
They're hid real well, but yeah.
Many years ago, I was working for a guy and I was doing a lot of computer work during my day, and so I had a little hotspot and stuff, and I'd gone to Needles to do some work and I visited some customers, and then I just got somewhere on the south end of town, and I pulled up next to this building in the shade, and I brought up my laptop, and I'm sitting there and just sitting in the shade, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, is a tap on my window, and a security guard standing there, and I said, "Roll down the window." "Yeah?" "He goes, can I help you?" I go, "Not unless you want to work my computer for about another half hour, otherwise I'm doing fine." He goes, "Well, you can't be here." I said, "I'm just borrowing your shade. I've got my own motor. I'm not plugged in or anything."
Correct.
And he said, "Well, but you can't be here." He said, "I'm sorry. You have to leave this area." And I said, "Okay." Well, then later I found out why. It was a cannabis growing site, you know.
Yeah.
And so I had to go find shade somewhere else.
That really revitalized our town. You know, it took our property tax pre-2006 numbers, 2008 numbers. Our unemployment is the lowest in San Bernardino County, 2.2%.
That's great.
And that's just, when I heard that, I was just like blown away. And, you know, we've received some awards from, you know, Cal Excellent Awards for our economic turnaround and this and that. But, you know, it's all good to say, but till we can show our citizens, hey, this is what we're doing with it.
Which,
the writing's on the wall this fall. We should start seeing some great improvements. So,
on the roads?
Yeah, on the roads and just everything. You know, we've done some little things here and there with park improvements and stuff. So, you know, and when we do land that grocery store back in town, get some retail in there, that's going to be, you know.
Right.
I can put my feet up and say 10 years of good work.
Or
10 years and I lost the battle. So.
Well, it sounds like you're moving forward and you're doing it on a good pace to make things happen right.
Correct. And, you know, I can remember coming to meetings and it was a drag, not a drag, but it was just so negative and just a downturn.
Right.
It just was hard to feel any enthusiasm. But now you're excited. Your phone's ringing off the hook. You're trying to multitask between your real job and your
supposed to be
a part-time council job.
Yep.
And so it's never a dull moment.
Now, are the council members paid?
We're paid $1 a month.
A dollar a month?
Yep.
Don't tell the citizens to bullhead that.
And that's in our charter. So for us to change that, let's say we bring in millions, and for us to change that goes to the vote of the people. We're a charter city. There's only 32 of them in California.
Okay.
And not a general law city. So they, hey, that's how they can reward us. It wouldn't be my time.
Well, yeah.
You know, I got maybe one term left, if that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long time to enjoy my...
Yeah, let somebody else jump in there and take over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a good turnout for last time for, you know, this council. We got the three new ones. Well, two. Dr. Padre, you can't count as new. He's been around since I have. And we gel together. We work together. Different ideas.
Good.
If there's a disagreement, we learn to disagree. We don't argue. We don't bicker. It's a nice place to sit and get city business done.
Well, that's good. That's where it should be.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, and Honorable Mayor Williams, he's been involved. Politics. He was the mayor beforehand, and he came back around in 2010. He was out for a couple years, but you know, he's plugged right back in. He's
now,
great.
Does the mayor also get a dollar?
Yep.
Wow.
No special treatment. We're
all
treated equally.
Our council members in Bullhead get $750, and the mayor gets $1,000.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, going to more events and meetings and
Correct.
Stuff. And like Tom Brady right now, he's like a full-time mayor. He's in there every day.
Oh, wherever I go, I see him. We're up at the events in Vegas or down in Southern Cal. We see him and
the
Economic Chamber in there and all of them. So,
yeah.
So that's the hard thing, trying to balance, you know, real work and that. Like right now, I'm on my lunch break, extended lunch break from real job. So it's just, you know, it's something you got to do with social media and, you know, the new age. You can do a lot more now, emails and follow-ups and... So I'm always busy.
Too many times your phone is almost your computer.
I'm the most reachable one, they say, and so sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes that's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, because sometimes if the issue is up there, all of a sudden they're calling you and you got to vote this way.
I learned, you know, social media, I've done a couple polls out there and went with the will of the people. Even if I didn't agree with it, it's not about what I believe.
Right.
I'm here. Local government is your best form of government. You're there to represent it, and you see it firsthand.
Yeah. Your meetings are all open.
Correct.
And when do you guys meet?
The second and fourth Tuesday of each month.
Okay.
6 p.m., unless the executive is at 5 or earlier. So they're open. We don't have a lot of full house. We got a local news guy down there who covers it. He's an entrepreneur, Zach News. He covers every one of them. We're working on getting our camera system newly and revamped, installed, so we can go back live on our local channel there with the cable company. And
good.
So good things coming. So
that'll help because people can watch it at home.
Yeah.
They can do that in Bullhead City, too.
Correct. And it was, you know, you can go live now on Twitter, social, you know.
On the web,
All you need is a nice iPad, and you can go live yourself if you want it.
Yeah, anywhere you want.
Yeah. So that's a good thing about this day and age.
We got about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What are we missing?
Well, let me see the little list I have here. I think we almost touched on everything. So our shopper shuttle, that's the newest thing. Our Second Amendment, you can't miss that.
If there's people listening that might want to ride the shopper shuttle, how do they do that?
Oh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up because it goes through our transit, and it was supposed to be $9 round trip from Needles up to the Fort Mojave and back. But after gracious donations, our fellow counselor, Tim Terrell, threw in the first $200. And then one of our local dispensaries, THC, there in Needles, she kicked in $1,000.
Oh, okay.
And so we're up to $1,400. So that covers about the first 133 riders now. We'll ride for free.
Wow.
So we run it once a week right now until, you know, we see there's a more of a need.
Right.
And it can take eight people.
Eight people.
Yeah.
So you're running it once a week. What day do you know?
It is Wednesdays.
Okay. So every Wednesday, where do they get picked up in Needles?
Right there at the main terminal, we call it, right down by El Garces.
Okay.
And then they'll take you to Fort Mojave. And it leaves at 8:15. It's back in Needles by 12:15.
Oh, okay.
The first one was just day before yesterday. They said it went off with no hitches.
How many riders?
It was 6.
Oh, wow.
And they got back.
Above half.
Yep. Got back about 11. And that was, we just funded it, implemented the night before.
Oh, wow.
Tuesday's meeting, and that was the first trip.
So 6 people heard about it and said, I'm going.
And honestly, you know, to people there, you know, we got a lot of, not negative, but hey, $9 makes a big deal to our income.
Yes, it does.
Yesterday, I had 3 emails and a couple text messages from people. Thank everybody for this. You know, it's huge. That $9, you know, is extra gas to this, extra something for my children, extra meal.
Meal at McDonald's.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. We have our dollar stores there, you know. You can't get fresh fruit and vegetables, and it's a little bit higher.
And it's sad when you think about, okay, you're charging them $9 to take them up into Fort Mojave to spend 50, 60, 70, 80.
Exactly.
That they're not spending in your town.
And, and as a revenue source, you sit back and you kick yourself in the rear, and you're like, that's why I told them at council, everybody remember, this is temporary. This goes away.
Well, and it's not a positive thing for the city,
no.
But it's a positive thing for your residents.
Correct. We listen, you know.
Yep.
We finally, you know, a couple new counselors got on. We had enough behind this. And the state, we went to the state, our assemblyman and our senator, and they helped fund it. So
that's good.
Funded mainly through Caltrans.
Yeah.
So who would have heard of it? State money to take you out of state to spend money.
Yep.
But you know what? We've answered the call and the will to the people to get it done.
Well, that's the thing. You're meeting the needs of your community that needs to go shopping.
Yep.
You know, and 6 people wrote it the last week. So that's 6 people that are going to tell that story.
Exactly.
That, you know, the council did this for me.
Yeah. And with the donations, and we said, hey, donations are not. We'll put it out on social media or our website. More donations. I got an email yesterday. Yeah. Where do you donate for this ridership program so people can get it? So it's a good thing. So I have a feeling we'll be running it a couple times a week.
Right.
So
it'll pick up. Yeah,
it'll pick up. So hey, it's there for you. If it's not used, then we do away with it. But I'm telling everybody, get the word out there and use it.
First time out, you're over half. That's a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. So and like I say, no worries on it, no troubles, issues. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. What else is happening? What are we missing?
Well, let's see what else we have on this list I threw together in the parking lot. So We did our street improvement program. We touched on that. Our unions, or Hampton.
And you said your city manager, you just renewed his contract for 3 more years.
Correct.
So everyone's happy with his performance.
Everybody's happy with his performance. We have a development
he's
director.
He's doing what he told you he would
he's
do.
He's doing what he's told us he's going to do, and we got that. We got our unions, our new workers got new contracts, a new public works director, as I stated earlier. So we're going to see some we're trying to bring things back in-house.
Right.
You know, for example, for years we outsourced our meter reading. Electric. Now we brought that back in. Lots of things we want to give our people who want the job a place to work, a good wage and a place to work. So lots of things going on. So we'll see how everything goes.
All right. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
You can reach me on email, phone. My email is counselor. Oh, I got a new city one. sgudmundson@cityofneedles.com.
Okay.
Or you can call me on 702-206-0771. Don't carry that phone all the time. That's my politic phone, I call it. So leave me a message. If I don't answer, I'll call you back. And I'm all over social media.
Good.
So I have
a text you too.
Me, and I have a counselor page on social media, and I put all the words out for everything going on there.
Good.
So very reachable. If I leave me a message, I'll get back to you, I promise.
Perfect. All right.
Thank
you
for having me,
thank
sir.
You so much for coming up
You're
today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And spending time, and I think that even people that may not live in Needles learned a lot today out there.
Yeah. So we're trying. We're back on the map. Some ways a good way, some ways maybe not.
Yeah. It's not always perfect.
Correct.
Thank you very much,
You're
Sean.
Welcome. Thank you, Larry.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
Calling all Patriot Guard riders. A welcome home mission is being organized for Air Force Staff Sergeant Danny DJ Scholl Jr. of Lake Havasu City. The PGR is honoring DJ for his 6 years of service on Saturday, July 20th. Email Ride Captain Jerry Heredia for more info. kerbcrow@gmail.com. A benefit golf event for the Tri-State Military Moms takes place at the Chaparral Country Club in Bullhead City on Sunday, July 28th. There's a $50 entry fee for the 9-hole event. Contact Kevin Nestrick, 758-3939. Foster parent classes start Thursday, July 25th at 6 p.m. in Kingman. The training is centered around caring for kids in foster care. Email Maria R. at hrtaz.com for more information.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM. Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Gene Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Something in the way she moves.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0. Nice and slow, Paul McCartney. Hey, it's now time for our community calendar. And, of course, the program every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where they've got the pies and the cookies and the muffins. And then, of course, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Perkins. And Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the co-op connection card. That means that anytime you want, you can pull out that card if you're going to eat somewhere, if you're going to go buy some furniture or a dentist or doctor's appointment or prescription, and you save money. So if you don't have a co-op connection card, stop by Mojave Electric Cooperative on Hancock Road and pick one up. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, and bees, and you would like not to have them, then you call Barron's Pest Solutions, and they'll be more than happy to get rid of them for you. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. As I mentioned, I was in Kingman yesterday, and they got some really nice-looking Hyundais out there on the lot. So it's time for you for a new car. Go out and check them out at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Casino on the second level. And if you need a haircut this weekend, or you need a different color or tint, maybe you need a pedicure for the weekend, or body wax, you know, if you got hair somewhere where you don't want it, they'll take care of that for you at Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa. Go in there, and by the way, they got a gift if you mention you heard us on the radio. Ask them about the gift. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they have the physical therapist, occupational and speech therapist, and, of course, they're a skilled nursing facility. So if you need those services, remember, Legacy Rehab and Care Center up on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. I want to start off the community calendar by reminding you, if you want to put something on the community calendar, email me, tuneforest@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to put it on for you. And most all this information is also on our Speak Out 2.0 website, or Facebook page. In case you don't hear it or miss it, you can always check the Facebook page. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Bullhead City Police Department, Bullhead City Fire Department, and the City of Bullhead City remind you three tips if you're on a watercraft. Stay to the right, remember there's no brakes, and keep your distance. That is part of their Don't Wreck Your Weekend campaign. Today in Kingman, at the Kingman Library, they have a summer wildlife series. That's from 6 to 7 o'clock tonight in Kingman. I would tell you all about the Boys and Girls Club Fiesta, but it is sold out, so you can't go tonight. I guess you can stand at the bottom of the escalator and try to buy a ticket from somebody. I don't know. There is a blood drive today at the Aquarius. Started 11 o'clock this morning, goes until 5 o'clock this afternoon. And just go into the Aquarius and ask anybody where it's at, and they'll set you up with that. Tomorrow there is a farmer's market in Kingman also at the Thunder Event Center from 8 until noon. Another blood drive on Monday and Tuesday in Bullhead City. Monday's at the library, Tuesday's at the Elks Lodge, both of them on Hancock Road. Again, if you want to make an appointment, call 877-258-4825. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity's going to be up next after the news. Everybody have a great weekend, all right? We'll see you next week.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later, Pablo Frank is there. What a scene!